Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
How you doing, Zach? My name is Marcus Whitman. I was just calling to see if I could find more out about a secured loan.
Absolutely, Marcus. Did you receive a mailer from us in the mail?
Yes, I did, but yeah, I did.
Okay. Do you have it? There's like a 16-digit reservation code on there. If you could repeat that back to me, then we can pull up information on your business, and then we can go from there.
2311.
Okay.
3701.
All right.
0028.
Okay.
3848.
All right. 1 second here, Marcus. You said 3848, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. How you doing today?
I'm all right. Hopefully I'll be better. But right now I'm just I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. It's one day closer to Friday, so I can't complain.
Right.
So Marcus, what's your last name?
Woodley. Woodly.
Okay. And then what would be a good number in case the call were to drop that I could reach back out to you?
Actually, I have two numbers.
Okay.
570.
Okay.
899-9010.
9010. Perfect.
And 570-369-9217.
Okay. Just 1 second here. My computer is being exceptionally slow right now. Okay. So I just want to confirm the information that we do have on file for you. The name of the business is Dispatch Riders Trucking, LLC?
Yes.
Okay. And is the business still at the 65 Center Avenue address in Kingston, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. And then lastly, the business classification, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, an LLC?
Right now it's an LLC.
Okay. Cool. So, what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can assist your business.
Okay. This is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get my rental equipment expenses down.
Okay.
Right now I'm paying about, for four trucks, $120,000 a year. I own none of the trucks. I have no control over how the trucks get fixed, anything, but I pay $120,000 a year, and this is what I'm trying to get eradicated. So I'm trying to buy out what numbers I'm doing now.
What would it take to get to buy them out and eliminate that payment basically?
Right now, it would take about $150,000 to $200,000 if I could go to the and make a deal with the trucking place for $150 for four trucks.
Okay.
$120 for four trucks.
Okay, and then but you're looking for like $150,000 to $200,000, and then you would pay off the trucks and net the remaining balance for operational expenses and things of that nature.
Yes, sir.
Okay, did you have any other loans out currently, any sort of working capital loans or anything like that?
What actually is happening is that Dispatch Riders Trucking was once under my wife.
Okay.
And not too long ago, she had a stroke.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Right. I believe she has debts, but I don't know. I don't think she has a working capital loan out on the company.
Okay, this is personal debt we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. The reason I ask is, that would be something that our underwriting department would want to know about as we're kind of processing your information to see what we can make available to help you out. So I just want to kind of nip it in the bud and speed up the process if possible. So I just had a couple questions for you. Our loans are based off of the sales of the business. Do you know what you guys did in sales last year, by chance? Just a ballpark.
859,000.
859. Very nice. Almost close to a million. You know, based off of that number, I'm thinking that we could probably get you upwards of, 100 to potentially 120, maybe more. But we would need to look at a few more items to see, just verify the cash flow for the business and things of that nature. How would you rate your personal credit? It was above average, average, maybe just a little bit below.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know I'm not above average, though.
Okay. Maybe like 600s, thereabouts.
I'm not sure. I'm not. Oh, whoa. I don't know.
Okay.
Last time I checked, I was in the 500s.
Okay. Not a problem. Not a problem. We deal with all credit tiers, so it should be a non-issue there. And then lastly, have you gone to your local bank and seen if they could to assist the business at all or gotten any feedback from them?
No, I was actually I just started looking for help. I just finished going through the numbers and transitioning and everything because mm-hmm. The actual account for Dispatch Riders Trucking, since my wife did sign it over to me,
uh-huh.
It got robbed two times. For one time was for $22,000, and what? Then it was then it was fraud. So I had to switch everything, like the money that it was getting, the settlements that was coming into my account and everything. I had to switch that over to Dispatch, because I have Dispatch Riders and Dispatch Riders Trucking.
Okay.
They're two separate entities, but one is for they're both transport companies. One is for courier service, and trucking is for trucking.
Gotcha.
That got MC number, the DOT number. But in order to protect my money,
mm-hmm.
I had to put it back in Dispatch Riders.
Gotcha, gotcha. So which business was being robbed? Was it the Riders Trucking or the Dispatch Riders?
The Trucking.
Man, did you ever catch whoever was doing that to you?
No, sir. I've received information from the bank, and I received information about them trying to do something about it, but I have no results.
And yeah,
not yesterday.
I'm so sorry to hear that, man. One of the worst things in the world to me is a thief. I cannot stand that type of thing. That bugs the crap out of me. So I'm so sorry to hear that you're dealing with that. But based off of just the sales alone, it sounds like that we could definitely assist you in, trying to get those trucks paid off so you can eliminate that monthly payment or that yearly payment of, totaling $120,000. We have a one-page application. It's very simple, very straightforward. We'd want to look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements just to verify cash flow for the business, and then the first two pages of the most recent tax return, and that would verify the sales for your business. And those items would give us the snapshot of your business that we need to make an offer that would, be more beneficial than detrimental to your business.
So 6 months bank deposits.
But what's a good email address? And I can actually put together an email for you with a list of all those items. I don't expect you to write all that stuff down right now.
Okay. dispatchriders@hotmail.com.
Okay. Dispatch Riders, plural?
Yes.
Okay.
RYDERS.
Okay, at Hotmail. So what I'll do is I'll put together an email for you with the other documentation that we would require. I'll put my direct dial on there as well. So if you have any questions, putting together that information, you can always reach out to me. I'm here to help you out. And did you have any further questions for me as well?
Yes, I got one question. How? All right. let's say everything goes through. How is the payments based off? What kind of payments would you be looking at?
Great question. And I was actually going to get into that as well. So I wanted to tell you about, payment structure is like this. We have three options. It's weekly, daily, and monthly. And typically our first time customers, it is a daily payment, but it's actually a micro payment. It would be your monthly payment broken down into 21 payments. And a lot of our customers actually prefer this because it allows them to budget daily on what's coming in and what's coming out of their account. Terms for these loans, typically first time customers about 6 to 18 to 24 months. I have seen 36 months a couple times, but is there a term in there that you were potentially looking for, a longer term or a shorter term? Or
I'm gonna tell you the truth. I was looking for 5 years at $2,500 a month.
Okay.
I mean, those numbers will work for me, but
I hear you.
I'll hear what you got.
Yeah, I want to be as straightforward as possible, and currently that product doesn't exist.
Right.
I wish it did. I would definitely help to get you into that. But typically, you're looking at probably the longest would probably be 18 to 24 months.
Okay.
And halfway through that, with good payment history, we can extend that term out for you. To assist the business. It's just a matter of establishing a little bit of a relationship. We're more of a relationship-based bank, and a majority of our business is return customers, if that makes sense.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
so... Yeah, so, it's just a matter of establishing history, and once that has happened, other doors open up, basically, for you.
Right, yeah. Everything gets better once everybody gets to work on relationships.
Yeah, and I just want to be as upfront and straightforward to you as possible. So there's nothing, no hidden surprises. We get an approval for you. You're like, what, a daily payment? You already know in advance what it's all about. And as far as the terms go, that's what's going to be available. So I just don't want any surprises for you or anything like that. And just hopefully try to cater something that would be helpful for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Just send that package over to my email.
Yeah, I have. Dispatch writers at hotmail.com. I can have that over to you in about 5-10 minutes. And then, as quickly as you can get that stuff back to me, I'll start going to work for you.
All right. Thank you so much. And you're going to have your direct line on that, right?
Exactly. So any questions whatsoever, please give me a call, man. I'm here to help you.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Marcus, any other questions before we let you go today?
Actually, I'm pretty good. Thanks, man. It's understandable.
Yeah, it sounds like you said a little more pep in your step, in your voice. I think we can probably help you out.
Thanks a lot, bro.
No problem, Marcus. And keep your eyes peeled. I'll have that over to you in about 10 minutes, okay?
All right.
Did you want me to follow up with you tomorrow or give you a couple of days to get that information together and maybe give you a call on Monday?
Nah, give me a call tomorrow. That would be good.
Okay, is this a good time to do that?
Yes, sir. You call me anytime during the day. I'm up from 4:00.
Cool. I actually am too, man. I'm an early riser. But I'll give you a holler in the morning, okay, Marcus?
All right. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Take care.